Last weekend's graduation marked the end of high school for Unalaska's 34 seniors, and for most, high school is the end of competitive athletics. But valedictorian Trevor Wilson has plans to continue playing basketball at the next level. KUCB's Zoe Sobel has the story.
Trevor Wilson has been playing basketball for as long as he can remember. His dad coached high school basketball until he was in middle school, and Trevor spent a lot of time in the gym.
Ever since I was little, just was always in the gym, watching the guys play during open gym and hanging out during practices and shooting on the pull-up bar because I wasn't strong enough to shoot on the big hoops yet.
Growing up, none of the local teams had won a state title, so Trevor decided that would be his goal for high school.
When I was little, I was like, no, one of my goals is going to be to hang a banner in the gym one day, and got to do that, so that was pretty cool and definitely really, really grateful for that.
But he accomplished that feat in his very first year on the high school team and found it wasn't easy to repeat.
I was definitely hoping to get another chance to win state, but realized how hard it is to actually win state.
You know, he didn't realize like how hard it is or how fragile a season is until the next year, and like we were positioned to like make another legitimate state run, and then, you know, they get sick and kids get in trouble, and you know the season's fragile, and so, like, you need a little luck down the road.
That's Kent Russell, the boys' basketball coach. He remembers when Trevor was in sixth grade helping power a middle school team that was so good they almost beat junior varsity.
So usually high school boys are bigger and stronger and faster than junior high kids, and so we would, like, if we had to, we would press or whatever we could do to beat them. And we had to a couple times.
Trevor was eventually named the 2A Division's Player of the Year as a junior. Russell says he hopes Unalaska's up-and-coming athletes realize how much hard work Trevor put in behind the scenes.
The younger kids get to see the finished product. They don't get to see the time put in. When you, you know, when you show up and you're getting, you know, they're running a special defense to cover, guard you, and you still score, whatever, 30-plus points. Well, the 30-plus points were made 4 years ago.
Trevor isn't just a talented basketball player. He was also a member of the varsity cross-country team and qualified to run at state every year. He competed in Native Youth Olympics, twice bringing home the gold in two-foot high kick. And he carried a 4.0 GPA, graduating as valedictorian of his class. Still, Trevor says getting to play college basketball was his dream, and getting recruited from Unalaska wasn't easy.
So I'd email people trying to find a connection. Probably emailed like 20 or 30 different schools and didn't get a response back from a lot, but that's okay because you have nothing to lose for trying.
But Trevor persevered and three schools started recruiting. Now he's taking his talents to Rocky Mountain College in Billings, Montana. Coach Russell says Unalaska has had others recruited to play in college, but it's rare for local students to earn athletic scholarships.
You know, if you compare the athletic scholarships to the academic scholarships that come out of here, you know, like, it's like less than 1% get an athletic scholarship in the history of our school. And then academic, you know, we have kids that sign academic scholarships and go every year.
Trevor says he settled on Rocky Mountain College because he has family nearby and because it offered strong academics. Plus, he also received an academic scholarship.
Even though I'm going there to play basketball, at the end of the day, student comes first. So I got to make sure that I'm taking care of business inside the classroom and also on the court, but classroom first.
Trevor says his major is still up in the air. He's torn between teaching and careers in exercise science like physical therapy and athletic training. The Unalaska Raiders are expected to look different next year without Trevor and the other graduated seniors, but the coaches say they're already scheming plays for the new team. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.